You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to another episode. Today I'm going to talk about active relaxation for clarity of thinking. Active and relaxation may seem like two words that do not go together. After all, isn't relaxation all about doing nothing? And shouldn't relaxation exercises focus on the lack of activity? Well, our understanding of how to relax has evolved as the pace and cognitive demands of our world has changed. Active relaxation is selecting activities that help you achieve better mental health and a broader sense of personal well-being. Now, what you choose depends on which activities bring you this peace. And some examples can include practicing yoga or going for a walk or a hike, swimming or even meditating. Active relaxation activities should be a priority in your life. So even if you need to put them on your calendar, remember to engage in them regularly. So why is active relaxation beneficial? Well, the everyday demands of our lives mean now more than ever that our brains are thinking about many different things at once very quickly. With high-speed communication and social media part of our new norm, it can be difficult for our brains to switch back to living in the moment, which is when we reconnect with ourselves and others. Our neutral activity thrives on novelty, providing your brain with opportunities to slow down and concentrate will seem very novel for most of us. And that's exactly what active relaxation helps you to achieve. Active relaxation can help you reduce stress, form stronger relationships, broaden your horizons, lower your blood pressure, and lead to a healthier life overall. Choosing to engage in active relaxation activities by yourself is a way of connecting with yourself. But active relaxation can also be about connecting with someone else. Spending time with those you care about has relaxing benefits. And by engaging in an activity together, you're both reaping the benefits of this powerful technique. So you may be asking, how can I find the right active relaxation activity for me? We can categorize relaxation exercises on a continuum from passive to active techniques. Napping is an example of a passive relaxation exercise. Your mind and body are at ease, and you feel more relaxed afterward. Active relaxation moves beyond passive activities to engage your whole body, generally requiring moving and thinking. So swimming is an example of an active relaxation for some, as it allows you to focus on your own body and thoughts for a specific time without the distractions of life. Active relaxation is either a solo or group activity that brings you joy and helps you feel relaxed. For some, it may be reading a book, while others, it may be climbing a mountain. The scope of the activity is not as important as the outcome. Active relaxation can be something that you have done before or something new. Select a physical or social activity that provides you with some positive mental benefits. Voting isn't just about going to the polls on election day anymore. Options like early voting, mail-in voting, and ballot drop boxes are available to more voters and growing in popularity. How to Vote, a tool created by Democracy Works, breaks down the options your state offers for casting a ballot, empowering you to decide when and where to vote. Democracy Works is committed to helping you vote no matter what, and their tool, How to Vote, does just that. So decide when and where you'll vote this year at howto.vote. We're all trying to manage life in today's world of full-time connectedness. So finding ways to decompress and tune out can be very beneficial. But selecting only passive relaxation techniques that do not challenge your brain to think differently or to engage with other people means that you're not getting all the benefits of your leisure time. So strike a balance between active and passive relaxation by trying new things and switching up how you spend your free time. How we relax is individualized. So what's relaxing to you may seem stressful to someone else. So don't worry about what others are doing. Just focus on yourself and find ways to get your blood flowing and your brain thinking that's going to help you to unwind. Try different activities until you find a few that help and then engage in those regularly. You'll start to notice benefits beyond your immediate change in mood. Stay safe and be well.